Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Chitty.
This week starts a three-part series. We're calling it Cheese News, News, and More News.
Whoa.
This week, we're talking about Cheese Awards, Olive Garden, microchips, a craft recall, and a mac and cheese flavor naming contest. We're going to discuss sad news at Chuck E. Cheese.
Aww.
And of course, every episode includes our very cheesy joke.
Yes.
Stay tuned for episode 108, Cheese News, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. According to CNN.com, back at the end of October, the Guild of Fine Foods held their World Cheese Awards, and this was its 35th edition.
Holy cow.
Over 4,502 cheeses were there.
Wow.
The winner was chosen live by a super jury. It happens to be a small dairy about 2 hours from the event. And even the event presenter didn't try to pronounce this name that I am about to try.
Oh, no.
The winner is Nidelvin Blah.
Oh, sure.
From Gangstadt, Gardsisteri.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry. The cheese is a pasteurized cow milk, semi-solid blue mold cheese. The article says it has a sort of short creaminess and a real dense fudginess.
Ooh, yum.
And not to be outdone, but apparently, according to MidwestFarmReport.com, Wisconsin cheesemakers brought home 25% of all the awards presented at the World Cheese Awards.
Holy cow.
And this is with 12 Goudas making the cut.
Ooh.
A Gouda maker in Thorpe, Ms. Penterman, was born and raised in the Netherlands.
Ooh.
She grew up on a 60-cow dairy farm.
Wow.
She brought her passion to Wisconsin. She earned her Wisconsin cheesemaking license.
Okay.
And she works with local cheesemakers and trained alongside two different cheesemakers to make authentic Dutch Gouda cheese.
Wow.
And according to WTAQ.com, since the 1957 inception, Raclette will be judged as a class of its own in the World Championship Cheese Contest.
Nice.
And I guess Raclette joins the 141 other classes of cheese.
Wow.
The World Champion Cheese Contest is not a sponsor.
Nope.
But if it was, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy,
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. Back in episode 104, Formaggio, we talked about Olive Garden and their famous cheese grater.
Yeah, we did.
If you recall, a TikToker went viral.
Oh, yeah.
Because she asked the waiter if she could buy the infamous cheese grater.
Right.
As we discovered in episode 104, you can indeed buy that cheese grater.
Yeah.
And according to allrecipes.com, it's back in stock.
Ooh.
You see, the video was so popular that the cheese graters went out of stock.
Holy cow.
But apparently they're back. And according to yahoo.com, just in time for the holidays, that cheese grater is officially for sale online.
Wow.
For $15 a piece with a limit of 10 per order.
Nice.
They said you can even shop for the chain's Seasons Gratings holiday sweater, soup, salad, and breadstick themed apparel.
Ooh.
They also have shoe charms and a breadstick plush pet toy.
Whoa.
Talking about the Parmesan cheese grater got me to thinking about another article I saw.
Really?
That talked about microchips in Parmesan cheese. Conspiracy theories abound, but one thing is true.
Yep.
Microchips are being placed on wheels of Parmesan cheese.
Whoa.
Italian cheesemakers are actually putting microchips in their cheese so they can fight against counterfeits.
Whoa.
According to DailyDot.com, The microchips are the same size as a grain of sand.
Ooh.
They're embedded into the cheese's food-safe casein label.
Holy cow.
It's typically one single microchip used on a 90-pound wheel of cheese.
Whoa.
When a restaurant or company purchases the cheese, they use a laser reader to scan the wheel's unique serial ID to verify its authenticity.
Whoa.
A Chicago company behind the chip is called P-Chip.
Okay.
They say they don't want to be known as the company accused of tracking people.
Right.
And even though the microchip is edible,
oh my,
they doubt that anybody's going to go around with a laser reader,
yeah,
to try to actually scan the chip while it's inside your digestive system.
Right.
They suggest it's much easier to track you with your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And the chief technology officer at P-Chip said, "I ate one of the chips and nobody is tracking me except my wife, and she uses a different method."
Oh, my.
According to foodbusinessnews.net, Kraft found itself voluntarily recalling about 83,800 cases of individually wrapped Kraft Singles American processed cheese slices.
Whoa.
According to the article, there was a temporary problem with one of its wrapping machines.
Oh, no.
This left a thin strip of individual film that remained on the slice after the wrapper had been removed.
Uh-oh.
Their concern is that it could be unpleasant or potentially cause a gagging or choking hazard.
Yeah.
They say here that no one was seriously injured.
Oh, good.
And that Kraft has fixed the machine that wrapped the affected slices.
Nice.
And maybe they planned it all along, or this is a way to get you to not think about the recall.
Uh-oh.
But Kraft is rewarding someone with $10,000.
Holy cow.
According to 10news.com, Kraft is looking for two people to help them dream up a new flavor for their boxed macaroni and cheese.
Whoa.
The only rules to the contest is you must be at least 18 years of age or older.
Okay.
You can only submit one idea per person, per address. And you don't even have to create a full recipe or explain how to make it.
Really?
You just have to go to Kraft's website, submit the flavor idea, and they'll do the rest.
Whoa.
You have until December 15th to submit the idea, and two winners will be chosen on the 22nd.
Nice.
And now for some sad Chuck E. Cheese news.
Aww.
According to USAtoday.com, all of their locations except for one in California will be decommissioning their Munch's Make-Believe Band.
Aww.
This is the animatronic band that has been in the place for many, many years.
Yeah.
They say the Northridge, California location will receive modern upgrades.
Ooh.
They'll get a state-of-the-art dance floor, giant video walls and screens, and the most popular kid-focused arcade games.
Wow.
And 400 other locations will get upgrades.
Nice.
And according to TMZ.com, this is not because of the movie Five Nights at Freddy's.
Sure.
They say it's not because the video game-inspired flick that came out a couple weeks ago is all about killer animatronic robots at a defunct Chuck E. Cheese-like play place.
Right?
They say nothing could be further from the truth.
Okay.
The decision to phase out the machines has been in the works for a while.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay. What advice did Cheese give the news anchor?
I don't know.
You have to stay sharp.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
You have to stay sharp?
I'm not sure everybody gets it.
Oh, I think everybody got it.
Sure.
And they know it's a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 108, Cheese News.
Thank you.
Remember to listen to all three parts of this series,
yeah.
Cheese News, News, and More News. We'll talk to you next week.
Stay cheesy, everybody.